it's on multiple levels. It's to make sure, for example, that the formulas and how the projects are built and where they are built certainly be designed to help empower locked out, left out communities to have access to jobs and community improvement. On the second level, it's also about the jobs. Who will participate in the building of the transportation infrastructure? And I've long been a proponent that the transportation bill itself needs measures, provisions, language, which requires and mandates that disadvantaged workers, businesses owned by people of color and women, have a fairer and a greater opportunity to participate in the building of this infrastructure. It's everyone's taxpayer dollars. Infrastructure and transportation infrastructure touches all 50 states in the union, probably touches virtually every county in the United States, and therefore it is important that everyone have a participatory role in building it. I think that we've fallen short in that area in the past, and equity is not only about who where it's built and what's built, but it's also about who builds it. And what businesses have an opportunity to grow and benefit from it, too.